Welcome to Booking the Territory, a pro wrestling podcast hosted by Mike Mills and Doc Turner. This podcast is all about what's going on in the world of professional wrestling. And now, here's your host, Mike Mills.
All right, BTT Podcast fans, thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Booking the Territory, where we interview current independent wrestling stars and some of your favorite stars from the past, along with covering this week in the world of professional wrestling. This week, we are reviewing this Sunday's WWE Hell in a Cell pay-per-view, and I'm joined by the biggest asshole in the podcast industry. The sponsors are going to love that curse word up front, Doc Turner, and my good friend from Wildcat Sports, and every woman's dream, Hard Body Harper. That's right. Before we review Hell in a Cell and address your predictions and all the thoughts you sent us from this week, what will happen Sunday night, I want to thank one of our sponsors up front, and that is my buddy Jason Smith from Farmers Insurance. He's your trusted insurance advisor in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and the entire state of Texas. He can help you out with all of your insurance needs from auto, home, commercial, life, and health in the state of Texas. Even if you have Farmers already, still contact my boy Jason for your free assessment and quote. I had Farmers as an agency and another Farmers agent, but that didn't stop me from saving $400 a year on my home coverage. So contact Jason directly at 972-834-2516, or you can email him at jason@goodguyllc.com. All of his information is on the podcast Facebook page. All right, so now that we took care of that business, and don't you worry, other sponsors, I'm going to get to you in a minute. Remember, give us a follow on Twitter at @BTT_podcast, facebook.com/bookingtheterritory, and make sure you send us those Facebook and Twitter questions and predictions each week, or comments, whatever the hell it is. You can tell us we suck. You can tell us Doc Turner is an asshole. We already know that. But, yeah, just send those in. Also, subscribe on iTunes, Podbean.com, or Stitcher so you don't miss our weekly episodes. And please, please, please tell your friends about what we got going on here, because it's word of mouth that helps us grow, because we're not with Podcast One and we don't have $1 million behind us like the WWE does or these large organizations. So without you spreading the word, we don't have as big of an audience. So keep that up, help us out, and please retweet our episodes and tell your friends all about the show. Now that I got all that out the way, what's happening, Harper? What's going on this week, man?
Nothing, bro. I'm chilling. I watched Raw last night.
Fuck, 3 hours of that shit.
I know, huh? I actually sat there for 3 hours and I watched it.
Bleeding the shit. Man, 3 freaking hours. Yeah. Hey, Doc, didn't you tell me something about that too?
No.
Okay. Same old shit. Just being an asshole, as always. Man, so well, let's just jump right into it. Here's what we're gonna do first. We always do this. Harper, it's your first time with us when we preview a WWE pay per view. I guess that's what they still call them, even though they're on a network.
Yeah,
so,
for real. What do they call them now?
Show, network special. I don't know. I mean, to me, they still pay per view.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how we grew up. But I guess, you know, when it's $9.99 on a network,
I guess you're still paying.
Know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's pay per view. Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm a sucker. I got the network. But I got it for my kid, though. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, yeah, whatever, bro.
Yeah, so, well, this is what we do, Harper. So, and this is our way of actually doing it differently than others, because a lot of people will go down and they give their predictions on what's going to happen, which is cool, but we try to make it unique with Booking the Territory on our podcast. And what we do is we go through the lineup. Now, I'm going through the lineup as I have it as of this afternoon. So, of course, something may change. And what we do is we go, all right, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 meaning I don't give two shits about the match, and 10 meaning I can't wait to see it, we rate each match. So, Doc, you are not allowed on this week's episode to say I'm giving it an 8 like you did last time, like a dumbass.
Guess I better hang up.
Look, this fool did last time, Harper. He said, I give it an 8. I was like, every match? He goes, no, all them some bitches is at 1 through 8. We going to add 1 8 times, and it's an 8. It's real classy,
I'm
right?
Into saving time.
All right. So, you got it, Harper?
Yeah.
1 means you don't give two shits. 10 means you can't wait to see it. So we're going to kick it off in no particular order. Pre-show, it looked like they changed it. It's now Ziggler, Cesaro, Neville versus Barrett, Sheamus, and Rusev, which I think we saw last night.
Yeah, for real. Didn't he have that last night?
Bruh, it was last night. But anyway, I'm going to throw it at you. You giving it anywhere between a 1 to 10, What you ranking it? One meaning you don't give two shits. 10, you can't wait to see it.
I guess maybe a 3.
Damn, you being nice.
I know, for real. Because I don't want to. Dude, I hate it when they got them tag team matches where they just throw like 3 guys together.
Bruh, never fails.
No,
never fails. But I'm gonna let good old Doc Harper, who seems to be in a salty mood, Doc Turner, to tell me what he thinks.
I'm actually gonna give it a 5 because Cesaro worked his way back onto a pay-per-view lineup.
I'm shocked. I was waiting for the negative 5 from you on that one. So you're actually gonna actually give it a decent rating because of Cesaro.
Yeah, I love Cesaro.
I'm good with that. I'm good with that.
Pepperoni nipples.
What'd you say?
He's got those huge pepperoni nipples, man. That's all I see.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, we already went off the rails 5 minutes into this puppy tonight. I'm going to give it a, man, I just don't care, even though it's got
yeah.
a couple of favorite. It's got 2 of my favorite guys, or 3, actually. I'm a big Ziggler fan. I'm a big Cesaro fan. I'm a big Rusev fan. But, man, they're going to get a 3 from me. They just did it last night.
Did they?
I mean, maybe they're going to do something else. I don't know. I don't know. It's not going to be much. All right, next one. Again, no particular order. I got The Undertaker versus Brock, Hell in a Cell match. Doc, you go first.
5.
Any particular reason why? Just 5?
We've done it twice. The build-up doesn't feel all that great. I'm not completely disinterested, but it ain't WrestleMania either, so 5.
Okay. Harper?
I like this. Maybe a 7?
Yeah, I'm going to go like 7.5.
Yeah, because I don't know how much time, man. The Undertaker, bro, he can't do those Hell in a Cell matches like he did 15 years ago, man.
Yeah, that's my thing. I don't know what he's going to – what the hell are they going to do?
Right, you know? Right. Like, that's what I'm saying.
You know, I'm actually looking forward to seeing how they pull it off because, man, what can they do?
Right.
He can't – you know, think about it, the way he – you know, like the one, the famous one with Mick Foley.
Yeah.
I mean, that you'll never top that. But at the same time, I don't know, man. I mean, I'm looking at an 8, but it's only because I don't know how much more he's got left. And I can't see these two disappointing. I don't think it's going to be a real, real long match, but I'm going to 8 on it.
Yeah.
Doc Turner's favorite match on the next one. We got Roman Reigns versus Bray Wyatt, Hell in a Cell. Doc, what you got on that one rating-wise?
Man, I'd give it 120 if they'll promise me this is the last time they run this stupid shit out. But
yeah, really?
2, 1.
Okay. What you got, Harper?
Like a, I don't know, 4 or 5, bro. I mean, didn't we see this already?
We saw it already. Oh, we've seen the combination of it from tag matches and whatnot. I'm going 3 or 4. Yeah, I say 3 or 4. All right, we got my buddy Thog from over the Northeast, one of our most loyal listeners. His favorite diva, Nikki Bella, is going up against Charlotte for the Divas title that they need to rename. I want to go first on this one, and I will go 4. Doc, what you got?
I'll say 5.
I'm shocked. Harper, what you got?
I say like a 5. I mean, I can't get into those Diva matches too much, man. I don't know. I just can't do it.
It's got to be Sasha for me, or like Sasha, Naomi. When they get in there and they'll start mixing love. I mean, Charlotte's good.
Charlotte's not bad.
I mean, I don't know. We're gonna talk about this though, because I wonder if they're gonna put the belt back on Nikki.
On a banger
shortly. I'm sure you do. Let me guess, the titties do it for you.
It's the ass though.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, yeah.
We got to ask.
Yeah.
If the titties.
I ain't complaining. I'm an ass man myself.
Yeah, for real.
Bruh,
titties
I
don't
mean,
get I'm, you, the ass will.
I'm from the South, man. If they got some childbearing hips and they thicker than a snicker from the waist down, I can deal with that.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just keeping it real, bro. I mean, you know, I ain't trying to be. I'm the hell with classy. All right, Seth Rollins versus Kane. There's some stipulations in his deal, but we're not gonna talk about that right now. We're gonna get into that in a little bit. Who you got, Doc? I mean, not who you got. What you rating it?
3.
Okay, I actually agree with that. I'm about a 4. What you got, Harper?
I guess maybe a 7.
Yeah.
I like to see Kane get the title one more time before he hangs it up.
See, I kind of think that might happen too, but then at the same time, I'm like, will they really give it to Kane? And if they do, he ain't going to have it long.
No, for like a half an hour.
Yeah, he might lose it in the same night.
Yeah.
I'm still, I don't know. I'm rating it low. It's not that I'm dreading it, but it's just the build up to this. Just especially, you know, Kane wasn't even on Raw last night.
Uh-uh.
What the hell? I mean, what was up with that? I mean, so
he got banned or something.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. So, like I said, I'm low on this one too. Well, this is the one I'm most highest on, and it is New Day versus Dudley's for the WWE title. I'll go first again. I'll go 10. That's a New Day. What you got, Harper?
Yeah. I go 8, 9, 10. Yeah, I mean they're the only thing that's worth watching. It's the New Day.
Only thing going, man, the way Big E does that wiggle now. A power. He stretches out the word power. Doc, I know you're not gonna shit on this.
1. The New Day is on my shit list for coming out last night in Dallas and talking bad about Dez Bryant and Tony Romo. So they're going through some tests.
Nobody gives a flying fuck about Dez Bryant and Tony Romo.
Yeah, Eagles, man.
They're going through some tables this Sunday.
Yeah, that's how you remain neutral. You worry about what they're talking about. You're freaking. I hate to say this word. You're a mark.
I prefer the term Mizark.
Okay. Moving right along. Kevin Owens and Ryback.
I'm into that. That match is going to be an 8 or 9, for real.
Oh, you come clean now.
Shut up.
Okay. Kevin Owens and Ryback. Bear with us, fans. We're really going to get into the good stuff in a minute. But Kevin Owens and Ryback.
Bruh.
Go ahead, Harper.
A freaking -0. That should be the damn the dark match or whatever. Who the hell wants to see that again, bro?
Hey, Hamburger Helper, is this because of Ryback or Owens or both?
It's mainly Ryback.
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything for me.
I like Ryback, but I'm like,
why? He's like a short Goldberg. He's like Shortberg.
You can't tell me a guy like him, because it's not that he's not talented, but you can't tell me a guy like him that you can't do more with. Now, I don't have an answer to that right now.
You just tell me I can't tell you he's not talented?
He's talented. I mean, you can't tell me he's – dude, let me tell you something. I don't care who you are. Trust me, you make it to that level, you know something. 99.9% of the time. You're not just some dipshit bouncing around in the indies.
That's still
Doc, I know you don't get it, and I'm shooting with you right now, and I hate to sound like that because Harper says it all the time. I hate people talk like that. Shoot, pop.
Kayfabe.
Kayfabe, but I'm telling you the truth. You don't realize how good guys like that are. The one of the worst guys on the WWE roster is talented.
So how come you don't give all these matches a 10?
Well, it's because it's the build of it. It's the angle of it. It's how they set it up.
I agree with that, but some of it is the guys too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm a big Kevin Owens fan, so that's why I'm gonna say a 5 with that one. But it's just the build up of it. I don't know what they're. You know, they're certainly not going to put the IC title back on Ryback.
No, I think he's kind of going down after this, huh?
Yeah, I mean, what else are you going to do with him?
Yeah, superstars.
He's one of the, like, I hate to say, I don't know, comparing to Mark Henry, but, like, he would be, like, end up being like a Mark Henry, even though Mark Henry won the world title at one point. But, like, I could see him on the roster still 5, 6, 7, 8 years from now. I wouldn't have him doing promos every night.
They're probably going to make him start dancing.
Bro, ain't no telling.
Like, that's what they do with those big guys, bro. They start dancing. They start being funny.
That's true. The worst spot you can get, the comedy spot.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right, last one we're gonna rate. We got Cena versus we don't know in the U.S. Open Challenge. I am going 8.5 on it. And the only reason I won't go more than that is because just don't know who it is. I had a prediction of it being possibly Cesaro, but he's in the pre-show. Now, that doesn't mean they won't roll.
Yeah, that don't mean anything, but that'd be awesome if it would be, huh?
Yeah. So let's say this for the sake of argument. Let's say it's Cesaro. What do you rank it, Harper?
Oh, 10, 20.
Yeah. What about you, Doc?
10.
10. Now, what if they roll out Barrett in that spot?
No, they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't do that.
Yeah, they wouldn't. They wouldn't. Yeah. That's true. They're smarter than that, I hope. All right, so that we previewed it. That's our preview of Hell in a Cell. Now, if you've listened to us for any length of time, you know we do that for all our pay-per-views. But then the main thing we do is we address the Twitter and Facebook world, and this is where Doc Turner likes to have his fun with shitting on people, which Lord knows sometimes it's called for, even though I try to keep it real. But yeah, but before we do that, hey, I just want to say thanks to TNA's Wrestling Palace, located in Traders Village. For those of you in the DFW area, they're your one-stop shop for your wrestling memorabilia needs. Even if you're not in DFW, they will ship to you. So check them out on Facebook, TNA's Wrestling Palace. Give Arturo a call. Contact them on Facebook, 469-337-8537. Even if you're not in Dallas, they will ship to you, so go ahead and check them out.
Can I get a Menace, right. Can I get a Menace to Society poster?
I actually have some old 8x10s from back in the day. Do you want an autograph one?
I was just trying to support the sponsors, my friend. That's all.
Okay. I'm just saying, you asked for...
They're the ones who keep the lights on around here.
Bro, they keep them on. Keep the lights on and pay the bills, brother.
Unlike all our dipshit fans. So let's hear from them.
That's classy. In reference to the Shawn Michaels segment, the segment was not good. Stop overrating him because it's Shawn. That came from some guy named Godly Raven.
Raven.
Harper Steele. He likes to say the names after
Raven.
Raven. He's Raven, man.
Quote the Raven.
I don't. Nevermore. Dude, Harper, dipshit over here, Doc Turner, biggest Raven fan in the world.
Yeah,
dude.
Isn't that wrong with that?
The biggest, ridiculous Raven
Great
fan.
Great character in ECW, about 95,
96. Yeah.
He was a great character. I like the way his work rate was. He'd get in there and he'd mix it up, and man, that guy was supremely talented, Mike. I mean, he was just superb. Very, very talented. Quote the Raven, nevermore.
Johnny Polo. You remember that?
Yeah. Fearless WWE man says, looking forward to two things, watching...
Are we going to talk about the Shawn Michaels segment?
I mean, it wasn't that good. I'm not going to say stop overrating Michaels, but it wasn't good.
Oh, you're always the one that's down on Shawn Michaels to begin with.
He screwed Brett.
Define down.
He screwed Brett. That's
what he did.
You're holding a grudge 20 years later.
Nobody holding a grudge. You asked me an opinion. He screwed Brett. So did Vince. Everybody screwed Brett.
I think Brett screwed Brett.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Vince. He's jabbing at me because he knows I'm a Brett fan. He's just being an asshole. Brett screwed Brett.
Man, Shawn Michaels ate some kid's pizza, man.
Yeah, saw that.
I don't know if that was awesome or sick.
I said it earlier, Mike. What would you have done if you took your kids to, and you were down on the front row, and Shawn Michaels came by and snagged your kids' pizza? What would you have done?
hop the fucking barricade. Hey, man. That pizza was $12.
I've been to the AAC before. He ain't lying. $12.
$12 for friggin' pizza. I'd hop the barricade. Nobody would have did nothing.
You might have got a chance to wrestle somebody. Shit,
yeah, man, I could have gotten a ring.
Start running the ropes. Hell, this kid knows what he's doing.
Yeah, nah, man. I mean, the segment was all right. I don't know what he's not asking a question. He's making a statement. The segment was not that good. Stop overrating because it's Sean. Okay, moving right along. Fearless WWE man, looking forward to two things, watching Owens kill Ryback and the new Star Wars flick. I also predict Taker, Cena, and Kane all win Sunday. Doc, this guy wants to see Star Wars. Be careful. We got a lot of listeners in the Star Wars and comic books.
Yeah.
We should trade those listeners in for some other listeners then. God dang, what are we all, 5 years old?
Harper, you want to check out Star Wars, man?
Bro, I wouldn't mind seeing it, but bro, you see, it's already sold $6.5 million with the pre-sales. That's crazy. So I would probably wait like 2 months, 2 months before I go see it, man. What if it's garbage?
Star Wars.
You mean like
cool.
The last three that we've been had thrown at?
Oh, God, bro. And where's the damn Ewoks at, bro? Where's the Ewoks?
The Jawas.
What happened to the damn Ewoks?
The Jawas are sodomizing them behind the Millennium Falcon.
Where's the Ewoks?
Yeah.
Can we get the Ewoks back? Where the fuck are the Ewoks, man? Oh, yeah. Hey, we got sidetracked.
What did he say? Owens is going to beat Ryback?
Owens kills Ryback. Taker, Cena, and Kane all win. Not a question. He's just, you know, I don't know why he'd get the Star Wars from him. It's funny because I think I was reading these questions and I think somebody else was talking about Star Wars somewhere in here and was going off about how he couldn't wait to see it. Actually, I can't find it right now because I got two pages in front of me, but he said something like, because evidently, Doc, you must have shit on Star Wars or shit on comic books in another episode and I'm just not remembering. And the one guy, he said something about, you guys need to wake up. Most wrestling fans actually like comics and that type of stuff. I don't know. The wrestling fans I grew up with, they didn't like Star Wars and comics.
If people like to eat human feces, would you do that shit too? No. Just because everybody does it doesn't make it the right thing to do.
Dude, Harper, the wrestling fans are the people you know in the business. Do they like Star Wars and do most of them like it? I mean, there's a few.
The fans, I mean, yeah. Nowadays, I mean, what's the difference between a wrestling nerd and a Star Wars nerd? It's the same.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same concept. It's just a different nerd.
I like that. Same concept, different nerd.
Yeah.
I guess so. Doc Turner don't like comic books, though. He can't stand when wrestlers start talking about comic books. He fucking goes off the deep end.
The Avengers and Captain America and, God, Transformers. Grow the fuck up.
All right, well, let's get to our buddy Cordell Kevin. Always tweets us, Owens wins and starts a feud with Neville on Raw next Monday. If Dez Bryant and Tony Romo are booty, then Doc is the definition of booty. Hashtag New Day Rocks. So, Cordell is kind of mad at you. Sounds like he took a jab at you, Doc.
Whatever. I get booty. That's about it.
Oh, dear God. Fucking nerd with a PhD.
I'm using the word that was called. What do you want me to say? Gash?
Okay, I'm going to pretend like I didn't hear that.
Right.
What do you think, Harper? Owens wins?
No doubt. No doubt.
I don't know where he's at. I don't know about Neville on Raw next Monday. Who knows?
Hey, Neville and Owens could be an interesting pairing, but is Neville done with Cody?
He must be. They ain't did nothing with that in a while.
Yeah.
Or remember the deal they had with Neville and Cody and
Star
Ascension?
Man. Yeah, whatever Stardust.
I can't even get it out. Yeah, remember when they did the deal with Cody and Ascension? What the hell happened to that?
Ascension pulled their finishing move and got pinned.
I guess. All right, so at Thog 94, Doc, as you saw, I sent you a text about a tweet. And Harper, this dude actually, you know who Donovan Dijak is? I don't know. You might not know who Donovan Dijak is from Ring of Honor. Well, Harper, this fan of ours, he actually got a 8x10 autograph from Ring of Honor's Donovan Dijak, and he signed it to Doc Harper. He got Dijak to sign it.
Who's Doc Harper?
Doc Turner.
God damn.
And now, wait, that's right, dude, man, you can't imagine. Back in the day, in the head, too, worst place you can take it. So, Thog told me to tell you through Twitter, it's coming to your house COD. You know what COD is, right, Doc?
Yes.
Okay. And then he says, I didn't think about it until after, but I figured out I put the 8x10 in a 3x5 envelope. I hope that's okay. I didn't realize it until after that I should have put it in a 8x10 envelope.
What a genius.
He said, can Doc send me the step-by-step directions of how to do this since he's got a PhD?
First of all, he doesn't know where I live. Second of all,
I gave him your address to send it to you.
Shut up. You don't know where I live. Second of all,
I've been to your house, dumbass.
Thog went up to a man in his underwear and said, will you sign this picture of yourself in underwear so that I can send it to some other guy I've never met before? That sound creepy at all to you? I can't tell if it's almost Halloween or Valentine's Day, Thog. Come on now. If you want to be friends, just ask.
Thog's cool, man. He's always tweeting. Faithful listener, cool dude, big time wrestling fan. I ain't got nothing against him. You the one mad at him because he freaking got a dude to get you an autograph. I mean, he got an autograph from a top Ring of Honor talent. Literally, man, could you imagine that when we started this thing that a Ring of Honor talent, that a fan of ours would have went to a show, got a Ring of Honor talent to send you, to get you an autograph?
Dare to dream.
Personalized for you.
Dare to dream.
No, you're a dumbass. Let me, Harper, listen to what this fool did. So I texted him this when I got this message on Saturday night. He goes, tell me if this ain't some wrestling bullshit. Bruh, I'm over.
He's over like Rover.
Bruh, one, he does a podcast. If that's not some indie wrestler level bullshit, I'm over. You're over.
I'm over, dude.
Motherfucker, you ain't got a clue.
I got a t-shirt now. My mama bought one.
Drawing money, brother.
Literally, the text response was, I'm over.
I'm over. Get over it.
You're over. Okay. Thog, thank you, man.
It's fun to laugh, you know?
I guess so. You're over. You're over. A couple more from the Twitter before we get to the Facebook fans. At Fan Page Fan, God, they say that a million times. While we are being forced to watch Charlotte and Nikki, I'm hoping they both get injured so we can watch more real talented divas like Paige and Sasha soon. Damn. She just wants them to get hurt.
Hoping for injuries, man. That's how I feel when I watch the Eagles and the Giants last night.
Holy crap, man. That's fucking that's mean, though, man. You can't do
that. That guy's an asshole.
Big. Well, I bet you it's a chick.
Mm.
She's a Paige fan. Well, who knows? Fuck, you never know. She's probably one of them comic book nerds.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah. Okay, moving right along. At James Belmont, Raw was meh. The nostalgia trick can only work so many times. It reeked of desperation, like WCW when they were dying. I don't know. Well, you and I talked about this, Doc. Like, it just seemed kind of.
It's really easy to say that Raw was terrible, and it wasn't, but it was nowhere near good either. But the other problem with it is, and we say this every week, so here comes the broken record, but at one point I looked up and I was fast forwarding and I thought I was 2.5 hours done, and I was only an hour and a half, and then I got hot about it. Like, fuck, I gotta go to bed tonight.
He got heat because he was an hour and a half in. So you legitimately watched all 3 hours, Hopper?
Yeah. I mean, pretty much. If I don't have nothing going on.
No, I mean last night.
Oh, yeah. I sat there for 3 damn hours and watched it.
Bro, did you want to, like, blow your brains out at certain points?
Yeah, bro, it's not easy.
Bro, it's painful. And we three dudes that actually appreciate what guys are out there doing. So imagine if you just a fan tuning in wanting to be entertained. I gotta believe that people just ain't watching it live. They probably do, like,
they got a DVR, but because you think you got Raw is 3 hours, you got SmackDown is 2.
And nobody watches that.
And then on Wednesday night they got the NXT show, right? That's on the network. How long is that?
It's only an hour.
That's an hour.
Yeah, if you take the commercials out, it's actually about 45.
I mean, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's 6 hours of just WWE a week only. Who in the hell has time to watch that, bro?
Some people do. That's what's crazy. I can't imagine. I mean, I struggle just to get through Raw most of the time.
Yeah,
I'll binge watch, like, NXT because the wrestling is so good, like, sometimes on a weekend. But, man, I ain't watched SmackDown in a month.
Yeah.
To this dude's point, yeah, the nostalgia trick can only work so many times. I agree with bringing the legends back. Whatever, it is what it is. So, I tweeted a meme out, and it was of Teddy Long. And this was, like, after the third six-man tag match of the night. And it was Teddy Long next to Buzz Lightyear looking up into the sky going, tag team matches everywhere. Tag team matches everywhere. Holla, holla. You know how Teddy used to say that, holla, holla. You got to see it. Hopper, I'm going to send it to you so you can see it.
Right.
The dude, but it's funny, man. When you see it, you're like, what the fuck? It was hilarious, though. So some dude tweeted that, and I couldn't stop laughing. I got two more. Kevin Cordell says, this is not questions, he's just making statements. We were talking about the Open Challenge, U.S. Open Challenge. He says, Samoa Joe comes up from NXT to face Cena. That's his prediction.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. It's about time our listeners come up with something that's worthwhile.
I agree. Like, he sent that. The thing is, to me, if Cena's going to drop it, which I'm still not sold he's going to drop it because he's taking this exit right now. If he is going to drop it, like, I could, that's a dude that he legit drops it to.
Get a muscle buster, and he's out.
Yeah, because, I mean, the rumor is, I'm sure you all heard.
Time off or something, huh?
Rumors? Where'd you get these, dirt sheets?
I don't read the dirt sheets like you 8 hours a day when I'm supposed to be working. Fuck, every time I look up, hey, bro, did you hear? Damn, bro, no, I didn't. Hey, man, did you hear about? No, motherfucker, I'm working. Shit. Okay, are we done, Doc? Did you get that out? Did I put you in your place well enough? You feeling better?
What?
That's what I thought. And our listener, at Chris C. Daly, says, I didn't really get this, but he says, Braun Strowman, if it's an injury angle, who better to put over in that angle? Like, I guess he's saying Braun Strowman's going to hurt. If they're looking to show Cena in an injury angle, it'll be Braun Strowman. I don't see that. But then he also mentions Tyler Breeze as a possibility. So
Braun Strowman wouldn't be bad if they hadn't already kind of had him take a step back again, you know, with the Reigns and Ambrose. I mean, he kind of got staggered and knocked down there.
That's just a one-time thing, though.
Oh, okay, then let's book it.
Shut up. I can see Tyler Breeze, though. That'd be pretty cool. All right, Facebook questions. I got to be careful because my daughter just walked in the room, so I'm not about to curse on this one. So I got to go to one that's no cursing. Oh, here we go. Duran from Facebook says, why was everyone hating on Seth and Ryback last night? I actually felt it was a great match on the card. My prediction is that Rollins loses to Kane. Everyone else seems to be pinning him these days. Talking about Rollins, with the exception of Ryback, that is, last night. It's about damn time the actual world champion wins a match. I don't agree with this dude, though, for one reason, man. Harper, you remember Ric Flair back in the day when he was NWA champion? He never won. It was always,
no.
He always got
pinned.
But he never got pinned,
right.
I guess what he's saying.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Rick still says it on his podcast today. He goes, I've only won 16 times in my career.
He's won more than 16, but I feel what he's saying. So I don't. Duran.
And how? First of all, Ryback in great match is always going to be a stretch, and that match lasted 4 minutes. I bet there was some great ring psychology there.
That's what Duran said. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, what do you want me to do, Doc? All right. I'm just reading what the question says or the statement. So we'll move on since you don't like that one.
No, I don't like that one.
Tori says, my prediction at Hell in a Cell is that the New Day retains the belts because they are going to stretch out this feud all the way to TLC in December. Just on a note for both of you, TLC is in December. There's another pay-per-view in November, so that would mean that New Day wins, and if this dude is right, they're stretching it out from November all the way to December. I have a hard time seeing WWE doing that, but I don't know. What do you think, Harper?
Yeah, I mean, I can't see him stretching that out that damn long.
That's a long time, because when did they come back? I mean, they've been back now like 3 months, I think.
The Dudleys?
Yeah.
It's been.
I mean, it started a while back.
Yeah.
Now.
And how come that means that the primetime players have to be off TV now?
I don't know.
I like those guys.
I do, too. I like Darren Young and Titus. They're cool. They're cool.
Meanwhile, we've got six-man tags that are mashups of four angles all over.
Six-man tags. Everywhere. Holla.
Right. But we have some legit tag teams that can't get on the damn show.
I guess. All right, well, whatever.
Vince
Tori.
Probably saw too many black men on his program and got upset.
That's nice. That's real classy.
I knew he was going to throw the racist angle out there.
Not me. I don't mind.
I know. I knew you were going to say that about Vince, though. I knew you were going to.
God damn it, pal.
I knew you were going to go there. Why don't you accidentally hit the mute button next time you make that statement? Martin on Facebook. With the WWE doing so many six-man tag matches each week, I would like to see. Oh, this guy's got to be joking. I don't remember reading this when I put this on this paper. With the WWE doing so many six-man tag matches each week, I would like to see them lean into it, as you guys say, and actually have a six-man tag champ team that are defended once every other pay-per-view. What do you guys think?
That'd be awesome.
unless you're gonna go dig up some Von Erichs out of some graves and Gordy and Buddy Roberts, you might as well leave that one to rest.
They used to have that, didn't they, back in the day?
Yeah,
they did.
In
that's
the
why I'm laughing.
World Class had it.
Yeah,
World Class actually had it. World Class, I think at a time it wasn't even belts; it was like a trophy. And then I think they got like belts for it. That's is one of the dumbest ideas I've heard from anybody who's tweeted this show. And I ain't, hey, Martin, I'm not trying to disrespect you, but if that's a legit question that you're trying to get us to discuss, I don't think anybody who's a wrestling fan wants to see six-man tag champs.
Nah.
That's, I mean, you know something? That's a prime example. You know how you got all these dipshit idiots who like to say, oh, well, back in the day, well, fuck, back in the day they had six-man tag champs. That don't make it a good idea now.
Yeah. Like the Cruiserweight Championship. You remember that?
Cruiserweight. Remember when they had the European?
Had a European. I never got the damn TV title. Was there, is there like a VCR title too? I mean, I never got the damn TV title.
But no, that made sense back in the day, Harper, because that was the legit thing. It only was defended on TV.
And ROH still has it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Except
well, but
except he
they don't
it on pay-per-view.
Right. Well, that's TV, though. I mean, That was like the, I think that's the background of the old TV title in NWA, was the TV title was legit TV only defending. Whereas, I guess, you know, you could defend every other belt on house shows. Because that, you know, back then, you know, if you made TV, you were something. So that's why they did the whole TV title. I think that's what it was, the background of it. But nowadays, why would you have a TV title when you got 6 hours of TV? It doesn't make it.
You need about enough. 10 of them, some bitches.
Well, ROH does it, but they only got 1 hour program.
Right.
Which, let's face it, Harper, do y'all get it down there?
What?
ROH.
It comes on CST on Friday nights at like 11 o'clock or something.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I'm shocked, man. It's down in the swamp.
Yeah.
Talking bad about my area. My bad. I don't get no heat from nobody down there. Fuck. Talk bad about the city you from. What the fuck wrong with you, motherfucker? You forgot where you came from?
Yeah.
No, calm down.
With the Soul Train fashion suit on.
Oh, bro. What the fuck? Lime green with the gators. Gator boots with the Gucci suit. Ain't got no job, but I stay shy. Doc is like, what the fuck is that? That's a song, Doc. Did you know that?
Nah, I'm just losing IQ points left and right. But fortunately, I have enough to spare, so I'm okay.
That's how it works when you're a doctor. Okay, Riley says, I think Taker wins. Seth wins. New Day wins. Owens wins. Whoever faces Cena wins. And Nikki Bella regains the Divas title. Sorry, Doc. I'm a Nikki fan. Would you like to address that? Riley is this person's name, Doc.
John, you need to go talk to Vince and get me my title back. This is some supreme bullshit. That Charlotte girl, who is her dad? Is that Arn Anderson's daughter? She looks like a horse.
I am
the real Divas champion, John, and you better talk to Vince because I'm ready to be champ again.
Are you done? Harper, you want to see Nikki? Well, you already said you like looking at her ass.
Yeah, she got a nice body, bro.
Yeah, you want to bang her, right?
I mean, she looks better than the other one.
Okay, let's play a serious game then while we're at it. So, would you – the top diva, Harper, up in WWE or woman's wrestler? I think we kind of talked about this last week. I can't remember. My memory's bad.
Like the way they look?
Well, which one would you pick? Free reign. If you was like – if it was like you were at a buffet.
Yeah.
You'd be like, give me that one right there.
I've always liked Layla. You remember her? Like she – the.
Oh, yeah. The English chick.
Yeah, bro. She was fine.
Yeah. Layla was
fine. But, like, the current girls would be Nikki Bella.
I could see you going for, like, a Eve Torres, too.
That's the redheaded one, huh?
You don't know who that is.
No. That's Eva Marie. Uh-oh. That's the redheaded one now. I can't. Nah, she don't do nothing for me.
Uh-uh.
I don't. Eve Torres was the Latino chick. She had
the rose in her hair?
No, you thinking about Rosa Mendez. Oh. Nah, not her.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
True classy. Superbly classy.
God dang, you get the Saints beating an undefeated team, and all of a sudden Hamburger Helper starts losing his mind.
See, we hadn't even talked about it. We had not even talked about it. But speaking of staying in shape like the WWE women do, I want to make sure y'all check out my friends at Better Choices, which was co-founded by healthy lifestyle coaching duo Eric and Malika Beal from New Orleans, Louisiana. When it comes to healthy lifestyle tips, recipes, meal planning, motivation, and support, they're your personal healthy lifestyle coaches that can help you lose weight, whether it's 10 or 100 pounds. Better Choices can help you get it done. We all know for the most part, losing weight is not the challenge. The challenge is keeping it off. So connect with them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Pinterest, at Better Choices CO. And you can also visit them at their website, betterchoices.co. Thanks, Eric and Malika, for sponsoring the show. Back to business we go. Jethro from Facebook says.
Whoa, who?
Name? Why you make me laugh at this man's name?
Jethro Tull.
His name is Jethro.
God.
Jethro. Jethro says, you asked for predictions during the pay-per-view. Well, here's mine. There's no motherfucking Ziggler, no Cesaro, no Sheamus, no Neville. But you want a prediction? I predict that I will not be watching that bullshit that they're rolling out on Sunday. How's that for a prediction? You three What the fuck? You three jabronis are actually more entertaining than what anything WWE does. Well, thank you, Jethro. This guy's mad. No Ziggler, no Cesaro, no Sheamus. Actually, he must have sent this before they were entered into the preview.
Yeah.
That's actually everybody's in the preview. Doc, besides making fun of his name, do you agree with Jethro?
Whatever.
All right. Harper, any thoughts on that?
No.
Yeah, me either. Preston, did you guys see that Bram was reinstated by TNA? What are your thoughts on that? Doc, I'm just going to let you address that.
Man, you know, I like Bram. He's a hell of a talent, and they are going over to the UK, so they needed to free him up. Hey, looks like the court's going to free him up on some charges, so he's an innocent man. An innocent man's got to feed his family and work, so there you go. Welcome back, Bram.
I thought you were going to shit on it, but I guess not.
No, come on back in, dude. Hopefully you win the World Series title of...
I told you that was my theory on it. That's my theory. My theory is, sure, the charges may have been dropped, but the thing is, he was a part of all those tapings during July and August, so, like, did they really have a choice other than the fact if he was in jail to not reinstate him? I'm sure the charges were legitimately dropped, but he's on your TV. Yeah, we'll reinstate him. Just my personal opinion.
He was hitting his wife, huh?
Doc remembers the story better than me. Actually, it wasn't Charlotte. I don't know if he's still married to Charlotte.
He's still married to Charlotte, but they're separated and getting a divorce. And he was with some other old gal down in some motel on the Gulf Coast, and he decided to apparently beat the piss out of her.
That's nice.
It's real classy.
That's real classy. He must be from the West Bank.
I think he's from England.
Whatever.
He just... Harper, I caught that. Doc ain't got a clue.
Well, I broadcast to the world, not just the New Orleans greater metropolitan area.
You could have said he could be from Chalmette, too, Harper. That would have really been... That would have really been a little... Yeah. But I'm going to catch hell for that West Bank comment. I already know.
Ate by your mamas.
How you doing, darling?
How's your mama to make out from the storm?
Y'all mean all right, baby? How your mama and them? Child, let me tell you something. Your mama used to make some good beans back in the day before she passed away. That gumbo was off the chain, too, baby. Let me tell you. That was some good stuff. God, tell your mama I said hello. Grandma's still living, too? She ain't kicked the bucket yet? No. Okay, darling, I'll catch you later. Tell your mom and them I said hello. Oh, Dylan wants to know, what if Vince says screw it and ends the Diva Revolution and puts the belt back on Nikki? Personally, I wouldn't care because I like looking at the Bellas on my TV. Damn, that if I wouldn't know any better, I think that's you, Harper.
For real.
Bruh, I mean... I don't know. Doc, you going to want to address that?
Who doesn't like looking at the Bellas, man? You watch Total Divas, you tell me.
I don't watch it to look at the Bellas.
Oh, of course not.
You watch it to bond with your wife?
I mean, she likes the program. What's wrong with watching it with her? I mean, you know, she always tells me I don't ever want to watch the program she watched. But, I mean, fuck, man. She watches all the fucking Scandal and shit and... Yeah, fucking, How to Get Away with Murder. Man, uh-oh. Fuck that. Yeah. Dude, if y'all stop hearing from me one day, it's because she doesn't watch shit. I don't watch that. I mean, you know, it's stupid stuff. And then I got to hear all the goddamn hooping and hollering. Oh, my God, did you see what just happened? No, nobody cares. Shit. I'll address that. What if Vince says screw it and ends the Diva Revolution and puts the belt back on Nikki? Fuck, lean into it. Give her the belt back. I really don't give a shit. Actually, I think you'd draw in viewers because you'd really be healing out. Fuck the people. Do what you want to do. You run in a goddamn promotion.
Book the territory, Vince.
Be a heel, shit. Petey.
Petey.
The Dudleys are going to beat the New Day and keep the belts warm until the Hardys get to the WWE.
Oh, Lord.
Well, Doc, that seems like a question for you.
What are the Hardys going to do, sit there in Tennessee or in Orlando and do an eight ball, get all wired up and drive up to Connecticut and just hang out with the WWE?
Man, Matt Hardy would whip your ass. If you... Why would you say... I mean, are they drug addicts that you know of, Doc? I'm confused. Is this common knowledge? I've never heard that before.
Never heard that before.
No, man. I mean, it's good cats. I mean, seem like good dudes to me. I mean, right. Jeff's a daredevil, but...
All right, let's get them up to WWE and beat the New Day and the Dudleys.
Okay. I mean, I don't think it's the most far-fetched thing on the planet. What I do think would happen is, if you notice down in TNA where nothing seems to be working out, I guarantee they go to WWE, they get the freaking loudest pop of the night, and you can put them into a six-month program with no problem. I guarantee that. So I don't think Petey's idea is so far-fetched. I'm just shocked that you two didn't shit on his name.
Petey.
It's pretty dumb.
Petey. Remember last week, Willie?
Yeah, Willie.
He's back. I'm going to read it in a second. He's back. All right. Andy says, I think Austin interferes in the Undertaker. God. This dude. I think Austin interferes in the Undertaker-Brock match to start the build-up to Brock/Austin at WrestleMania.
No.
Can we, for real, Harper, go ahead. No, can we put that shit to bed?
It ain't going to happen.
Ain't happening.
Zero chance.
You got as much chance of Brock and Austin showing up at WrestleMania as you do me buying a ring and putting on a show next week.
Oh.
Austin's more likely, Andy, Austin is more likely to show up at your house and drink Steve Weiser's with you during the pay-per-view than he is to do that bullshit.
He ain't doing it.
He still looks good, though, bro.
He does, man. Yeah. And when that glass broke last night, man, it's still awesome.
Uh-huh.
He rounded the corner coming out, mouthing off. I was like, hell yeah.
Well, you two was just jizzing in your pants.
That's
was,
right.
Man, crusty and shit.
Come on, man.
Probably didn't even take a shower this morning.
Wow.
Just let it settle in them drawers.
God dang, the sponsors have to be thrilled.
They ain't complained in a couple of weeks, so either they're not tuning in. Or they're just like, screw it. Those two, Mike's just a dumbass, and he's just going to let it roll. Actually, that's one of the best parts about the podcast, because when I was a heel wrestling, man, you really couldn't curse the fans. And shit, podcast, you could let it fly.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, fuck the fans.
Now you're a Hood Slam guy.
Whatever.
Hey, that's their motto. I ain't trying to take nothing from them. Hood Slam got it down, man. Stefan, I don't know how to say this. Ziggler gets involved in the Ryback-Owens match to feud with Owens next. What do you think about it, that Doc? I could actually see that happen.
The problem with the Ryback-Owens thing is that anybody that Owens gets next is automatically more interesting than Ryback is. So sure, why not? I like Ziggler.
What do you think, Harper? I know you're a big Ziggler
fan.
Yeah,
I love Ziggler, man.
He needs something to do more interesting than what he's been doing.
Well, I mean, this angle that they called on Total Divas, you'd figure he's about as popular he's going to be with that. You know, I'll put a baby in you, Nikki, and give you be your husband. I know Cena's disappearing, but goddamn, you can't. You know, get nobody. I mean, I'm telling you, dude, that was a hell of a plug, even though it has nothing to do with actually wrestling. So I thought he'd end up with Cena after I saw that.
He did, and you know. Cena kicked out of his shit, put him in the AA real fast.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's the end of that angle.
That's true. And the same guy, will Randy Orton turn on Dean Ambrose and join the Wyatt family? Well, that's kind of irrelevant because isn't Randy hurt? Didn't you tell me that, Doc, when you were reading the dirt sheets today?
Yeah.
I mean, we're slobbing all on a dirt sheets knob.
I have an inside source.
Is Randy really hurt?
Yeah.
Or are you just reading some stupid report? Because, you know, you'll go reading. You'll pull up anything.
I like to read everything I can.
Okay. Biff says
Biff.
The under
Biff.
Biff, don't con me now.
Hey, isn't that ironic, Biff? And I've been seeing these memes on Facebook today that
the Back to the Back Future crapola. Yeah.
Tomorrow is the day we're no longer in the future. We're in the present, I guess. Yeah, whatever. Biff, the Undertaker will interfere and help Kane win the world title from Seth. That's got Doc Turner written all over it. That sounds like some bullshit you would come up with.
This sounds like the dumbest shit I've heard all night, and that's a big, tall hurdle you got to jump over, Biff, to be the dumbest.
See
you win the
coming up.
Shut
that.
The fuck up. He wins the award for the damn dumbest listener we got. So there you go. You get a fucking necklace instead of a medal, it's a piece of shit. A big fat turd, Biff.
That's nice.
This is a waste of time.
Biff might be a good guy.
He really might. I don't know, Harper. What do you think about that idea?
No.
Yeah. No.
No.
No. Not happening.
No.
Ain't happening. No way. No how.
10 years ago, maybe. Not now.
Be right. Maybe. And that's a big maybe.
Yeah.
Like I told y'all, Willie.
Willie.
What's up, dog?
What's up, Willie? Willie says, Hoffer, I'm going to ask you first, and then I'm going to let Doc deal with it. Who will John Cena put a baby in at Hell in a Cell?
God dang. Willie.
That's real classy, man.
Do you get that, Harper? Doc, do you get that? I don't get what is he talking about?
We were talking last...
Didn't we talk about that last week?
Something about, like, when you kick out of somebody's finisher and then hop up and put them in an AA, that's called putting a baby in you. So I guess this is his way of saying who is going to be the mystery guest for Cena at the Open Challenge.
Who's going to put a baby in?
Now, see, Biff, you need to see what Willie's doing here, because Willie's being creative.
Willie's not being creative. That sounds like some perverted shit.
Who's going to put a baby in? Hmm?
I can see that dude sitting there in his underwear writing a question. In mama's room, in his mom's room, on his laptop. Mama. I'm sorry, I shouldn't make fun of people.
Where's my Hot Pockets?
Oh, did you finish warming my pizza roll? Who will John Cena put a baby in that? I can't even go there. I don't have an answer for that one. Willie, sorry.
I'm going to go with Dean Ambrose. He don't got nothing to do now.
It might actually be what happens. Harry says...
Harry.
Harry says, I predict that the Cena Open Challenge during Hell in a Cell will turn into a three-way dance, but I still think Cena wins... against whoever he faces.
So I don't know who it's going to be, but I'm sure it's going to be two guys coming down. Hmm. that makes perfect sense.
I guess. I mean, we did ask for it.
Almost done with these dumbass questions? I got other things to go do.
We got one more. But actually, that's a pretty original idea. What if they did that?
Who would they be? Yeah, maybe it'd be Ascension.
Write that down.
Danny Flamingo. write that down. That escalated quickly. I don't know, man. That would actually be decent. What,
okay,
like Cesaro?
Let's do it.
Hey, what if they know for real? Like, oh, you couldn't do two babies. Never mind. You got to have heels in that. You got to have two heels in a three way. The two baby faces in a three way dance is. It's stupid. I hate when they do stuff like that. So it had to be a couple of heels. Maybe they'll roll out Sheamus and Barrett for you, Doc. Wouldn't you like that?
Can't wait.
No.
The dude who actually would go good in a three-way in that spot would be somebody like Kevin Owens and maybe Rusev and Cena. But, you know, Owens is – he's with Ryback, so we know that shit ain't happening. Keeping it moving. Timmy says, in response to your request for predictions at Hell in a Cell, what do you think about Jack Swagger coming out and defeating Cena in the U.S.
That would
Open
be Champions? Awesome.
Timmy.
Yeah, Aubrey, right. you kid me when you say that? That would be awesome.
How old is this person?
I don't know. I just copy and paste it from Facebook.
Yeah, I gotta be careful. I don't want to bag on an 8-year-old.
Well, the page is you can't unless you're. It's set up for you have to be over 18.
Yeah, because I was surprised to see Jack Swagger in that lumberjack match.
Yeah, when he came out.
Yeah, I was like, oh,
I
look
like
at
that.
Jack
Swagger. Yeah. That's a decent idea. I mean, he's got the We the People gimmick, U.S. Open Challenge. I mean, he's been a champion before. I don't know if he's had the U.S. title, but I don't know. I could actually see it.
No.
Like, I wouldn't. It depends what that match is. If it's early on, yeah. But if it's late, nah, that ain't happening. They're going to roll out big time. I like Cordell's idea, Kevin Cordell, Samoa Joe. That was I'd actually lean towards that more than anything. So, that's gonna do it, man. That's all our questions. That's all we got.
Nobody had a question about the Shield reuniting, or Ric Flair missing his cue in the ring, being drunk and missing his cue on live TV.
I think people legitimately fell asleep. Because some of these questions this week, I was like, we got a lot, and the only reason I was able to get through all of them is because we didn't have a guest this week. But I was just reading some of these questions. I omitted one, the dude who, your buddy Chip, he kind of went off on you, Doc.
Right.
It was not wrestling related. Talking about Michael Vick getting hurt in the quarterback from Oklahoma, Landry. What's the guy's name for Pittsburgh that won the game this weekend?
Right.
He was talking shit about we can roll out a third string quarterback and win. What the fuck's your problem?
Well, that's great.
Talking about Cowboys. He took a shot at you, man. Right. And I was trying to be nice. I didn't include it.
Thanks.
You're real short on words, man. You're really salty, aren't you?
Man, Raw is some bullshit. WWE is some bullshit. And our fans are some bullshit. Because all they do is send in questions about this bullshit. How about some ROH questions and discussion next week? Because that show this past week, the one that will be on tomorrow night on Destination America, was a kick-ass hour of wrestling. You admitted it, so don't stall me out there, Mike. Was it not a great hour of wrestling?
That was a hell of an hour of wrestling. Why would I shit on that? But
okay,
I'm about to call you out. I'm about to call
no
you
questions,
out.
No questions, no comments, no nothing.
Well, you have to remember, not everybody that listens to our show gets ROH over the weekend.
That's not my
tonight,
problem.
Tuesday night. Hold on, fucking fuckface.
Fucking fuckface.
You have to realize not everybody gets ROH like we get it on Saturday. There's a lot of people that actually get it on Wednesday. So they're getting it 4 days after we've seen it.
Okay, so the week before was kick-ass, too. There weren't any questions about it that either. These fans, first of all.
No, I don't. No, 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 hold on. I'm about to shit on you. Hold on 1 second, dipshit. Fucking Thog sent a list of shit about ROH, and you shit on it last week. So here we go again. You're asking for questions on ROH, and now you're going to sit there and say, well, we didn't get any ROH questions. You got a whole fucking pop quiz last week.
A pop quiz.
You got pissed off about it.
Because a grown man don't.
You hit mute, dumbass.
A grown man don't write a pop quiz for another grown man until he. And then he gives me a picture of
hold on. No, 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 no. Don't change. No, 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 no. You just asked for questions about ROH.
Yeah, let's have a discussion about it.
You got pissed off about it. Talking about any fucking fans sending me fucking pop quizzes. It's some bullshit. What thing got nothing to do with the time? And a grown man gets me a fucking autographed picture and sends it to me. That's some really classy stuff. Fuck you, the dumb motherfucker that asked for the pop quiz. So he sends you a list of ROH stuff and then you shit on it.
I asked for the pop quiz.
Just like a fucking one. You don't know what you want.
Just like a one.
just like a broad. You like the broad?
Is that?
Yeah, a broad. Harper, come on, man, support me.
Yeah.
What's a broad? Where we from?
A female.
A female. You just like a broad. You like a chick. We call them broads.
Glad to have you here, ladies. It was nice having y'all listen.
Bro, I'm telling you about that.
That's the sound of all our many, all seven females that listen to us hanging up.
My dad said that back in the day. He go, let me tell you about this broad. He should tell me, but no, man. So you acting like a damn broad. You just like a woman, man. You say you want something. Fan sends you that in, and you get pissed off.
Mm-hmm. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, I put you in your place. Just
whatever.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap things up for this week, fans. We appreciate y'all tuning in, checking us out. Again, please get the word out there. Help us spread it. Tweet us, you know, invite people to like the Facebook page, invite people to subscribe, whatever it is. We do not have a show unless it's with you listening. So got in the next couple of weeks, I got a couple of things coming up. We got a bunch of people that we should have interviews on. I got guys like John Saxon coming up, the Stoner Brothers from Hood Slam. I got Ruby Reyes coming up, who is going to be on the upcoming Wildcat show, making her debut there. She's out of Santino Brothers in California. She's coming up, and I am going to make this announcement now. It is coming up. You'll have to stay tuned and subscribe, but I will have from WCW in the late Monday Night Wars era, none other than Big Swole from No Limit Records back in the day. Or I should say the No Limit Soldiers, not Records, from back in the day. Actually, that is recorded, and it will be coming up. So like I said, I got Saxon coming up, Stoner Brothers coming up from Hood Slam, and we got Big Swole and Ruby Reyes in the future within the next month. So stay tuned. Trust me, you want to hear what Big Swole had to say. Harper, you remember Big Swole, right?
Yeah, from fighting against the West Texas Rednecks.
That's right.
Perfect.
Rap is crap.
Yeah.
Rap is crap. Anyway, Big Swole was really cool, man. He gave me about an hour of his time. We did an interview about a week ago or so. Harper, Doc, I'm sorry, you remember him too, didn't you?
What?
Put himself on mute again, fucking idiot. Alright, so anyway, fans, that's about going to wrap it up. So like I said, we got John Saxon coming up, Stoner Brothers, Big Swole, and Ruby Reyes. We appreciate you tuning in this week. Remember, give us a follow if you want to follow us. Harper is CJH Hudat, and I am at Mike504Saints and at BTT_podcast on Twitter. Give us a like on Facebook.com/BookingTheTerritory. Check us out there. Spread the word. Invite your friends to the page. And remember, subscribe on iTunes, Podbean, or Stitcher, and rate us as well on iTunes and Stitcher. We appreciate it. I saw there was a couple more ratings that came in. We appreciate all the 5-star ratings you can give us. When you give us 5-star ratings, we go up on the charts. So we're an independent organization. Help us out there. Thanks again to all the sponsors. For Mike, Doc, Hardbody Harper, we are out this bitch, so book it.